Live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM. Each month on Soup Scoop, we like to highlight the impact PUSD schools have in our community and the dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great.
Today, we will be talking all about Abiajud Elementary School. Abiajud School has consistently been one of the highest achieving schools in Northern Arizona for many years. In addition to numerous national and state awards, such as the National School of Excellence and the A-plus School of Excellence, Abiajud focuses on education of the whole child. The Student Character Council, monthly character assemblies, and weekly recognition of kids of character are examples of Abiajud's focus on partnering with parents to help develop responsible, caring community members. Our excellent music, art, and PE classes are important supplements to Abiajud's rigorous academic offerings in mathematics, reading, writing, humanities, and science.
Abiajud has robust Badger U after-school club offerings that include tennis, baking club, a Lego robotics competition team, board games, a nature club, and so many more. At Abiajud, teachers and parents and students work together to foster a community where every child can learn and reach their full potential. We welcome all of our guests, our Jaguar guests from Abiajud School today.
In our first segment, we'll be talking to Abiajud Principal Stephanie Hillig. Stephanie comes to AJ from PHS with a wealth of knowledge and experience. In 2008, she received the A-plus School Award from the Arizona Education Foundation, and in 2009 was awarded Administrator of the Year from Arizona Student Council Association, and on top of that, in 2011 was named Principal of the Year by the Arizona School Administrators Association.
Go, Stephanie Hillig.
Yay! We know that AJ Jaguars are in good hands with Stephanie at the helm.
That's for sure. And you will not want to miss talking with Abiajud's third grade math teacher, Jen Lucas, and her students. And then we'll be joined by another third grade teacher, Haley Kyle, and her students. Jen and Haley and their students want to share their amazing learning experience with the new math curriculum and some upcoming fun holiday traditions. Then, keep listening to hear from Emily Kennedy, our Vice President of Abiajud's award-winning PTA. We will have such a great show today. Stay tuned for the Jaguar Pride. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to barrettpropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With the very best gifts from the very best brands, Ace makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. Wow your family with new and innovative gifts from the Grommet. Or give Dad something he'll really love from his favorite brands like Craftsman, Weber, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, make your holiday less hectic and save time by buying your gifts online and picking them up in store for free. So this holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Only at your neighborhood Ace.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. Our first guest today is Mrs. Stephanie Hillig, principal at Abiah Judd. Welcome, Stephanie.
Marty, thanks for having me today.
Yeah, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Stephanie Hillig, our senior principal in PUSD.
Thanks, Joe.
Come with tons of... I'm not talking about age now. Tons of experience, folks. That's what I'm talking about here. She's taught on many levels, and she has. She's the only person I know who's been a principal at the high school level, the middle school level, and the elementary level. And Stephanie, that just brings so much perspective to us, and we've already seen it. All of your experience really roll out to the elementary level. So just want to thank you for being with us for 13 years in PUSD.
Yep, yep.
And I'm sure our listeners are dying to know, you went from high school to elementary. How's it different?
I kind of joke around because the main difference between the students from high school to elementary school is obviously the height. There's a definite height differential there. But all in all, it's still... My decisions and what I do every day I go to work, it's for the kids.
Yeah.
And so none of that has changed. I still have to build relationships no matter if they're coming in at 6 years old or at 16. And I just love being with the kids. The kids are so much fun at Abiah Judd and probably at every elementary school in our district. But our Jaguars are very, very special. And Marty was joking during the commercial break that I have a little special wave that I do with the kids that just is my good morning and I want to greet you special, but not make too much noise in the hallway. And so it's been really nice being with him.
Radio listeners, it's pointy finger.
It's just taking your pointy finger and doing a one finger wave.
Yeah.
And that's how I greet the students in the morning. So yeah, it's a lot of fun being there with them and watching them grow. I mean, the growth that you see in elementary school kids just in this first semester is so amazing. Having kindergarten kids come in that can't write their name or know their letter recognition. And right now, I mean, we're doing progress monitoring right now, and we're seeing that some of those kids already know 15, some even know 26 letters. I mean, that academically is the biggest difference, is seeing how much growth the kids make at the primary levels. And so that's been a lot of fun for me to get to see that.
They're learning a lot fast at that age. And,
yep.
Well, it's been fun from my perspective too, Stephanie, because I've known you for so long. And the last few years you've been looking up mostly at students, and now you're looking down at these littler students. But I just remember the first day of school, seeing you holding hands with a kindergartner that was maybe a little bit afraid and had a lot of anxiety. And it's just been neat to see you in that role. It seems very natural for you. It seems like you enjoy those kids.
Yes. Yeah. It's definitely fun. You know, when I was up at the high school, I gave a lot of hugs out at the high school level.
That's
too.
Right. Yep.
I certainly loved those kids, and I still do love them. But yeah, it's a little bit different. These kids are a little bit more warming and need a little bit of more mothering, I guess, at times. And so it's been fun filling that role for them.
It's a huge advantage for the district, I think, because you have this perspective now, K-12, and it just makes you such a strong administrator.
Thank you.
I do notice, I mean, it's so cute to see them hugging her, you know, because we're so used to her with the older kids.
Yep.
But I do notice that you're continuing some of the Abiajud traditions, especially this month. Being a former teacher there were things that we always did at Abiajud.
Yes.
Tell us about some of those.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun this time of year. So today we just kicked off our holiday letters. So we like to, in our writing curriculum, we like to make it fun and engaging. And so what we do is we write letters. And so students, that post office opened today, so students can write letters to other students, to staff members, and then we write back. So we're just working on the writing of the letters is the curriculum part of it. But in addition to that, we're also focusing on handwriting and all the conventions, everything that we kind of can focus on through writing skills. So that's fun. So that started today, and we'll go through the semester. Then on the 14th, we are having, and this is a tradition as well. So me being me, I have to tweak things a little bit because we have a cookies reading and sing along with the principal.
Yes.
Well, anyone who knows me out there knows I don't sing. So I recruited the best of the best, and Jane Robertson is coming in. So,
oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Well.
So
wow.
I will do the reading, and she will do the singing, and everybody will leave happy and not scared.
Who's making the cookies?
That will be the PTA, and you can get Emily on that later in a segment. So that's fun. Right now in the lobby, we have 4 Christmas trees up, and each kid makes their own individual ornament with their class, and so they're decorating those right now. So that's a lot of fun. I get to join third grade, I think, tomorrow, and they're going to help me make an ugly sweater ornament.
Oh.
Yes. Because
you never wear ugly sweaters.
I don't. I only wear fashionable ones.
Only cute.
Yes. So some of the traditions that I have brought to Abaya.
Yes.
Are my ugly sweater or fashionable sweater Christmas outfits that I wear. And I have a different one for every day, and it starts at the 1st of December and goes all the way through the break. So I have started that with the Abiajud. So tomorrow we'll make a ugly sweater ornament in my honor tomorrow. And then I always read a 'Twas the Teacher's Night Before Christmas to the staff. And so today in our staff meeting, they all gathered around on the floor, on the rug in the library, and I
read
to them a book.
Oh.
It was very relaxing and a good way to end our last staff meeting for this semester. So we got a lot of fun things going on. And then the last day of the semester, we're doing a carol sing-along. So everybody comes into the MPR, we sit on the floor, and each grade level sings a different Christmas carol. So a lot of fun.
Yay. That sounds fun.
Well, I've got a great vision in my head now of you sitting with that staff reading to them. But that brings a question to me, too. You know, you kind of grew up with the Abiajud, right? Your kids went to Abiajud, so you knew a lot about Abiajud and a lot about these wonderful teachers and the strength of the school. Any surprises to you, or just now that you're with them every day, anything that you've learned as you came into Abiajud, or what are your takeaways?
You know, not a whole lot of surprises, because you're right, Joe. Having raised 4 children in this community, I know the community very well. I have a lot of family connections. I've met a lot of amazing new people that are in my life now. But I have known the Abiajud staff either through working with them or with having them teach my my own students.
Right.
So being in the district, as you said, this being my 13th year, I've been working with a lot of them professionally, but then I have the parental side of it as well. So it was a really smooth transition for me, and the staff and the parents and the kids were all so welcoming, so loving, and it's been really smooth. It's been a great start to the year.
It's been fun. It's been neat to watch.
We're going to have Stephanie stay with us for our other segments. And so when we return from the break, Miss Jen Lucas from third grade will be joining us, third grade teacher, and her student Charlie Lucero. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com.
We'll be right back.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. Joe Howard and Marty Reed here with our special Abiah Judd guest. We've got Principal Stephanie Hillig with us as one of our hosts today, and we've got some amazing kiddos in here you'll meet in just a second. You're listening to the Soup Scoop. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Abiah Judd math teacher Jen Lucas and her students. We've got Charlie Lucero's here. She's a third grader. And her little sister, Rylan Lucero, from kindergarten, is here. How are we doing, everybody?
Great.
Good.
So glad you're here on the show. We're going to be talking about Engage New York, which is our math program, as well as a much-loved holiday tradition, building gingerbread houses. And I think we're going to talk about ornament making as well. So we're so glad everybody's here.
Yes, welcome everyone. Jen, why don't you start off and just tell us a little bit about you and how long you've been at Abiah Judd and what you're teaching.
I am Jen Lucas. I've been at Abiah Judd for, this is my second year, and previously I was at Lincoln. And but I've had kids in the PUSD district for about 17, 18 years now, and just have a real love for PUSD.
How long have you been teaching altogether?
Altogether with... Without my years off, probably about 18, 19 years with all of my years together.
And is that mostly at the third grade level? Or
Third down to preschool.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Didn't you go to Prescott High School?
And I did. Didn't you go to Prescott High School?
I did. But you left. Are you still alum? Are you still alum?
I consider myself an alum.
You should, I think.
I do.
Yeah, I can't picture Prescott High School without you back
in the
80s.
Yeah, those were good times. Those were good times.
Late 80s.
So do you teach math now to all the third graders, or how does that work?
So we rotate our math classes. I teach math and science to 55 students.
Okay.
I have 27 of my own. And then I have another class for an hour and a half a day that I teach math and science to also.
And then your partner teacher must teach?
She teaches language arts.
Okay,
you're
there
the
we
math
go.
Expert.
To the students, I am the math expert, yes.
Now, I've been coming down the hallway. You're at the end of the hall.
Yes,
and I can hear your class from one end of the hall, but it's not like it's a wild thing.
Oh, no.
You are, like, reciting math. Tell me what you're doing in
we
there.
We are. When you've heard us, we are actually working on our sprints for fluency.
Uh-huh.
And after the kids are finished with their fluency sprints, I am giving them the answers, and they are chanting back, yes, which means, yes, we got the answer.
Oh,
correct.
Very good.
And then we do side A, and then we make a reasonable goal for us for side two, side B, and then we encourage each other to reach our goal. And we start side B, and then we chant back again, and then we celebrate our growth, our own personal growth, after we're finished.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Sure does. Math and fun. I love that.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So, Charlie, do you want to tell us a little bit about Miss Lucas's class and maybe making gingerbread houses?
Mm-hmm. So when we were making our gingerbread houses, we worked like a whole class, so like two at a time for doing like making Charlotte's web.
Oh,
so
nice.
We were making like the spider webs with the words on them and Wilbur and the ducks and chickens and all the animals in the farm and the people.
Wow.
What kind of things did you use to make it? What kind of food and stuff?
We used frosting.
Of course.
And gingerbread cookies. And we used green coconut for the grass.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Candy and a lot of stuff.
Really? So is it up at the resort right now where we could go visit it and take a look at it if we wanted?
Yes.
And
good thing you didn't eat it.
Did you think about it?
Yeah.
I have a feeling you guys must have read Charlotte's Web then in class or something.
We watched both of the cartoon movies of Charlotte's Web.
They read Charlotte's Web when they're in second grade.
Oh.
They really come to us.
Yes.
So it's a favorite. It's a favorite.
It's one of their favorites.
Okay.
And they were voting on the theme of the gingerbread house this year was classic children's stories.
Oh.
And so we had classes, and each class picked a story, and we picked Charlotte's Web.
That's a classic. So, Charlie, tell me about your math class. Is it pretty exciting?
Yeah, because next module, we're going to learn fractions right
what?
Now.
Nice.
We're working on, like, area.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, so side lengths, so one number here, one number here, and then we times them.
Wow.
And then we get the total area.
I'll be darned. That seems pretty complex for third grade.
It's fun.
I'm pretty impressed.
Well, I'm teaching you that too.
I have a challenge for you when you're doing fractions. Maybe you can think about this as I noticed a fraction of your teeth are missing. And maybe you could turn that into a math problem someday.
We should do that.
Something to think about.
We do keep it real in there, real-life problems, real-life strategies.
Before, in the last segment, we were talking about this big smile that Mrs. Hillig gets on her face, and right now she's got a kindergartner in her lap, and that big smile is happening on her face right now, as well as this lovely kindergartner, Ryland. How are you, Ryland?
Good.
Mrs. Hillig, do you want to talk with Ryland a little bit about what she's been doing?
Well, today in Miss Cunningham's class, Ryland got to do some special holiday traditions. So do you want to tell them what you made in class today?
I made some ornaments that were colorful with markers, and my teacher said that we could make a Christmas tree ornament, and we got to put stickers on it, glitter, and we got to glue the triangles on, and we got to pick color papers and a little loop to go on the top, and to make an ornament. So the loop thingy can go in the hole, so...
So you can hang it on the tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we work in our Christmas fun packets. They're with Christmas that we can color. We can... there's reindeers, children and grown-ups, Santa, and a snowman.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryland. Who needs TV or internet when someone can explain something with that great of description on the radio? Good job.
Thanks.
So as you guys can see, when we're doing these creative arts and crafts and holiday traditions, we're teaching the students vocabulary and math. It's all embedded. And that's what I love about the Abaya Judd staff is they do make learning fun. As Charlie said, we have a lot of fun learning how to do the area. And, you know, you just heard our little kindergartner, Ryland, here talk about using triangles and recognizing shapes within Christmas tree ornaments. And that's what learning's all about. It's about making it fun and making sure the kids understand and truly get the why. And I think that's what I love about our math curriculum that we're using right now, is it's not just teaching the process of how to solve problems. Right. It's really making kids understand the why. Mm-hmm. And so
and
Jen and Haley
shift.
Do a great job.
That's
it is
a big shift that we're feeling K-12, mm-hmm. Where we're not just doing algorithms and just teaching people how to memorize math. We're teaching people how to understand it deeply.
So, Charlie, have you been able to write a letter yet for the holiday post office?
Yes. You wrote one to my little sister.
You did?
Oh, no way.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that, Ryland? No. The secret's out.
Well, I think maybe our listeners don't know, but I believe fourth grade runs the whole post office, and so it helps them with the skills of learning how to organize, and they get to cancel out the stamps and deliver. So it looks like someone's going to be getting some mail pretty soon. You better get ready to write back. You going to write a letter back?
I don't know how to write words yet.
Well, you could draw a picture.
Yeah. I bet Mrs. Pillig would help you with that.
Yeah, just think about that.
I bet a lot of people would help you with that.
So, Charlie, what are some of your other favorite things you like to do at school?
Well, I like to do science, and so what we do in science, yeah. One time we did owl pellets.
Oh, my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Dissecting
one. We dissected them, yeah.
What did you find in there?
Bones from, like, shrew... bird, mouse, and a mole.
Can you describe to our listeners what an owl pellet is? Like, where does it come from?
It's throw up.
Uh-huh.
Owl throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen some of those on the trail out in the Prescott National Forest. They're pretty interesting. Sometimes there's mouse bones in them, right?
I got mm-hmm. to use one.
Oh, wow.
You did?
Mrs. Lucas gave me some gloves and a pick to find the bones.
Oh, wow.
And we had to shred it up. It was disgusting.
We got to figure out which kind of bones they were.
Wow, that's pretty cool to get to do that in kindergarten when it's third grade work.
By shaping them out.
Oh, right.
So on the paper, we shaped the bones out by doing the bones in order so we can organize them and know what kind of bones they are.
Like which animal it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We found a couple skulls when we were finding them.
Oh, my gosh. How interesting.
Yeah, I think we got four or five.
Huh? Pretty neat deal. Mm-hmm. Pretty neat deal. Now, Miss Lucas,
yes.
You know, a couple years ago, I remember when we hired you at Abaya Judd. You said, I want to be a part of this school. You want
Absolutely.
To talk a little bit about why you wanted to be a part of that school?
Well, I have some colleagues there that I've known for years, and a few of them are getting ready to retire, and I knew that I wanted to spend some quality time with them in the teaching field before they retired. And the team that I have there for third grade, our third grade team, is the most incredible team I've ever taught with.
Awesome.
Abaya Judd itself has been nothing but a pleasure. The staff is wonderful, loving, caring, really, truly care about the students and really have each other's back when we need each other. And so there's just so much learning going on there that I can't help but just love to come to work every day.
Outstanding. Well, listeners, if you got to catch this whole segment, you certainly have heard that Abaya Judd is a very special place, and we're quite proud of it. So thank you, Jen, Charlie, and Ryland. What a great show segment. When we return from break, we're going to have even more. Math teacher from Abaya Judd, Haley Kyle, and her students will be talking to us, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A Soup Scoop. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Diamondbacks have traded star first baseman Paul Goldschmidt to the St. Louis Cardinals. In return, the Diamondbacks receive a pair of young major leaguers in right-hand pitcher Luke Weaver and catcher Carson Kelly, as well as a prospect in infielder Andrew Young and a 2019 competitive balance round B draft pick. A Maricopa County animal control officer faces a third surgery today, 1 month after getting attacked by a large dog.
Rick Alva, his mangled arm in a sling, talks to reporters about his harrowing experience. He'd been called to a Chandler home last month to impound a Rottweiler with a biting history. The dog attacked him, then turned on police, who fatally shot the pet. Now it's yet another surgery.
They will be doing skin graft to close the open wound that's on top of my arm.
Alva thankful police were there that day, just in case.
Their swift actions, I believe, saved my life.
Alva says despite this ordeal, he can't wait to return to work. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Mostly cloudy this evening with scattered showers moving in late tonight through Friday morning, chilling overnight to near 33, so beware of potential ice on bridges and overpasses, with rainy highs tomorrow and Friday near 47 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with a sunny Saturday high near 52. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley down to near 36, with late night rain staying through Friday morning, cooling Thursday's and Friday's highs to about 53. Saturday's sunny high 59. This news and weather a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Soup Scoop continues on KQ&A.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Come on in and let's talk about what's going on great at Abaya Judd. So we'll start out with you, Haley. Tell us a little bit about your teaching background. I know you were in Tucson first, and then you came to Abaya Judd, but tell us a little bit about your background.
Awesome, great. So I taught for 1 year in Tucson. I taught fourth grade, and then the opportunity arose to come to Prescott, and all I heard about was Abaya Judd. And so talking to Clark Tenney, and it just was supposed to happen. And so then I now have been a Abaya Judd for 3 years, and I've been teaching math and science just like Jen Lucas. Okay. So I take those other half of the kids.
Lucky us. We're so glad you're here. And Jen's been with you for two of those years?
Yes.
This is her second year?
Yes.
All right. So you showed her the ropes, huh?
Yeah.
And you've been in third grade the whole time at Abaya
Yes,
Judd?
Yes, third grade.
Okay. All right. So we have heard through the grapevine, because someone in the district office has a third grader at Abaya Judd, about something called Invention Convention.
And this was last week, is that right?
Yeah, I think
so.
Yeah.
Yes, it was last week on Wednesday, and all students create a never-before-seen invention. That works. And it's an 11-year tradition. So they design, then they have to create it and test it out, and then we have the convention, and over 80 parents and family members came to see all their great work. But the hardest part is sometimes our design did not turn out how we wanted it to. And so we talked about we never give up, and we keep going, and we keep going, and we persevere, and then we came out with these amazing inventions. I mean, we had things from Lego vacuums to cat toys to a beanie that had a built-in comb so you could brush your hair as you took it off. And then Strand here had a shoe that had a built-in clock, so you always had the time.
Oh, very nice.
Strand, talk to us about that a little bit. Why did you decide to invent a shoe with what, a clock in it?
Yeah, because my mom always hikes, and I'm afraid if she doesn't know the time, she's going to forget to pick us up when she's hiking.
Very good, very good. Okay, so how did you go about designing this?
Well, I just went simple, and I just cut off the strings, and I really just hot glued it in. And
so it was an actual watch or a clock?
Yeah.
Okay, digital?
Yeah, it was digital.
Okay.
Can you read it while the shoe is on your foot?
Yes.
Okay.
It was an amazing invention. So I actually got to walk around and I saw Strands, and I was so excited when I saw his invention. And I told him, I said, my daughter runs, and when she runs miles, like 7, 8, 9 miles a day. And so I went home and I actually called her and told her, she's down at U of A, told her about Strand's invention, and she said, will you ask him if he can make me one, but have my Garmin watch put in it so that it has GPS, because she hates having the watch on her wrist. So, see, you already have an order, Strand.
Yeah.
There you go.
Strand, what were some other inventions that you saw that you know, you thought were kind of cool?
Well, there was one where it went outside and there was a marble and it would twist and it would come down and it would hit a bell. So if somebody bad came to the front of your door, it would just ding and you would know somebody's there.
Oh.
Kind of like a doorbell, but with an actual bell.
So sort of like someone would bump into it or something, and then the marble would roll down and ding a bell?
Yeah.
It was a security system, but with no electricity needed.
Wow. Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Was that your favorite?
Besides mine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think yours might have been my favorite, too. Well, now, Mrs. Hillig has another one of our fine students in her lap. Mrs. Hillig, do you want to introduce the student and maybe ask her a couple questions?
So Stella comes to us from Miss Timchek's class, and they are also being a part of our ornament tradition. So we're going to let her talk about how second grade's going about this.
So we're making a ornament. I don't know what type of ornament. We're making it on Friday, and I don't know what ornament we are, but we're doing it on Friday. That's all I know.
So it's kind of going to be a surprise.
Mystery.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite things, some of your favorite subjects and stuff that you've been learning in school?
Math and reading.
Like what part of math? What's your favorite part of math?
Doing a spelling, math test.
Really? The sprints or the...
Yeah, the sprints.
The sprints, they sound pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
For our listeners, the sprints are a math fluency piece, and it's kind of a fun competition, and the kids try to improve, and it just kind of helps them be fluent with their math facts. Right? Did I get it? Okay. Phew.
So, Strand, tell us, what's your favorite subject in school?
Well, it would be science and math, because science, we're learning about light and sounds, and sounds are vibrations, and lights are things that reflect, and math, my favorite part is doing the mid-module, which is a test that is in the middle of what we're learning, and it's really fun to do it. It's just one of my favorite things I do in school.
Miss Kyle, why would mid-module be so fun? A test? What? Help us understand that.
Because we set goals for ourselves. So every time we take it, we kind of like pump ourselves up. We're going to do it. And we're going to show everything that we learn. And if we make mistakes, that's okay, because we're learning still. And so we kind of just keep it fun and light. And then we go over it. And if we get awesome grades, we give each other's woohoos all the times. And if we don't do so hot, then we go back and see what we need to learn. So we keep it light, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, based on the students here and the teacher here, it would be pretty hard not to have fun in Mrs. Kyle's class, would you say?
Yeah, it would be almost impossible.
That a boy. Well, now, Miss Kyle, I know that there's a neat thing coming up at the end of the year. I haven't been able to see this yet, but I've been told I have to go this year. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Arcade Parent Night.
Awesome. So this is our math night. It will happen in May, and so...
we were inspired. It was in 2012, a nine-year-old boy named Kane, he actually made a working arcade just out of cardboard and other recyclables and in his dad's repair shop because he didn't have anything to do for summer. So he did that. And his creativity inspired all of us. So we said, we're going to do this too. And last year, we had over 400 people attend the arcade to play the games.
Wow.
And so the kids, it's kind of like our invention convention. We have to design, but this time we have to collaborate and work as a team. And so we have to design a game that has some sort of skill to it, and then kind of go through the engineering process. What's working? Why is this not working? But then we also have to adapt it so it works for any age level. So because we're going to have little babies up to grown-ups and grandparents coming, and so they all have to be able to play the game. So it's kind of fun, and we go through the big process of designing, building, and then we decorate it because it has to look nice, too, because you want people to come to your game. And then on that night, the fourth grade students are also there, and they are running math games, and that's how you earn your tokens. Once you earn the token, you get to go play an arcade game. So we have still math woven into it, so everybody's doing math, we're playing games, we're earning prizes, and it's a lot of fun.
And for our listeners, this kind of problem-based project learning is a really great way for students to learn because they get to do trial and error. They get to do have kind of a discovery model of discover what works and what doesn't work. And it sounds like you're tying in a lot of engineering and hands-on learning, which is always motivating to kiddos.
Yes, in the beginning, a lot of the kids just want to make it big and this huge, big thing, and then they start realizing, oh, this isn't going to work. And they come up with these huge grand plans, and I approve it. Let's go. Let's see what happens. And sometimes they can pull it off, and sometimes they say, oh, gosh, this is not going to work. And so they make it work. They fix the pieces, and it's really cool to see the very end and have all the kids just, they're so proud of what they did.
How much time do you end up kind of spending getting that done, or is it more homework, or how does that work?
No, this does happen all in class, and it gets kind of crazy. We have cardboard everywhere, but we do it after our AZ merit testing. It's a great thing to kind of just attack, and we do it for about a month, and then it kind of just varies by how advanced we're going, and we can keep it going if we need to, and then May comes, and we get to show them.
I'm looking forward to it.
I started my day. Ms. Reed was there at a meeting at Granite Mountain School where they are being accredited today by Advanced Ed for STEM or STEAM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and the A in there. It can be art. And one of the questions that they asked Granite Mountain today was, are you just the only school doing this, or are you being fed by the elementary schools, and then does it go into Mile High and then the high school? And so we talked a lot and gave some evidence, but maybe they're listening right now, because if I haven't heard all kinds of STEM and STEAM going on here today, it's certainly happening at a BioJet school. And Ms. Hill, if you want to talk a little bit about the school's philosophy, or how you all talk together about doing science, technology, engineering, and math throughout what you do?
Well, it's very interesting that you bring that up, because math and science is really integrated in everything that we're doing. And I was just meeting with our music teacher today, and in his music class right now, he's using quarter notes, half notes, whole notes to make mathematic equations. So you can see that embedded today. This morning, I got to go into Stella's special rotation today, and that was in PE. So Ms. Timchek's class was in there. What were you guys doing in there today?
We were running around, and we played games, lots of them. Mm-hmm. That's what we do mostly in PE, but we mostly run and do exercises.
And what I was so intrigued by, and the kids don't even sometimes know that they're learning and that they're integrating the math standards in, is the counting that the kids have going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds a little
Elementary-ish. It is elementary.
But having the kids count how many push-ups they're doing and how many sit-ups they're doing. And Mr. Dendy uses the same kind of approach with that in his PE class as I see in the math classes, with kids setting their goals. And then they get excited and they all shout out. You guys all shouted out to me how many push-ups and sit-ups you did today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they get excited about what they're doing. And the differentiation that you're seeing throughout the school is just so powerful and so important. You see it through reading groups. You see it in the math. You see the kids setting their own goals, which is what Advanced Ed really was looking at when they came here last year to do our visit. And we're seeing that throughout the school, and we're seeing it even in the PE classes and the specials, where kids are really setting their goals. They're being held accountable. They're getting excited about what they're learning. And we're using, as you said in your opening and introduction, Marty, we're focusing on that whole child, and we're making sure that no matter where these kids are, that they are learning and getting those foundational levels that they need at this.
Well, and what we hear is that when they set their own goals, mm-hmm. they're motivated, and that's where the excitement, and it's fun mm-hmm. to take a test mm-hmm. because they've set a goal for themselves. Yeah. Well, this is.
I want to go to a BioJud.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for being here, Miss Kyle, Stran, and Stella.
You guys were amazing.
Yes, you did a great job. And when we return from the break, Joe and I will be talking with the BioJud principal, Stephanie Hillig, again, but we will also be joined by the vice president of the BioJud PTA, Mrs. Emily Kennedy. Kennedy. You are listening to Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM.
Streaming worldwide at KQNA.com.
We'll...
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. You're back just in time to make another couple of pet food deliveries from Olson's in Prescott. What's that? Pet food deliveries? This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. And yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and wild bird food deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. Under $25, we charge a nominal $5 fee. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664. Give our elves your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning. It's not that we don't want to see you in our store, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies, and this delivery service will take care of that. After all, at Olson's, good enough just isn't, and we're here all year, not just the night before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. We're having an awesome show with the BioJud Jaguars. We're just having a great time with kids and teachers and parents and our amazing principal, Stephanie Hillig. I'm Joe Howard. with my co-host Marty Reed. And we have with us now the vice president of the Abiajed PTA, Emily Kennedy, and her son Parker. We're going to talk about this very impressive award-winning PTA and highlight the important partnership and impact that PTAs have on our schools.
Yes, we do rely on our PTAs very much. They help us
keep
those schools running. So tell us about this award. This is very exciting.
So we had our yearly training down in Phoenix this summer, and we were surprised to be the national or the Arizona State PTA of the Year. Nobody expected that. So we were so honored to be the recipients of that award. So we were given the award because we do so much.
And I have to support that and agree with that.
Yeah.
I was a parent of the PTA when my kids all went through, all four of my kids went through Abiajed. But seeing everything that these PTA moms and dads do for our school every day, it is amazing. They're setting up the Christmas trees. They're giving me a pulse on what the parents are feeling, what the kids are feeling. So it's not just the volunteerism that they do. It's really the whole culture that they're involved in at PTA. And you see them reading to kids and helping the kids and supporting our curriculum. But the fundraisers that you guys have going on, Parker came and he was my salesman for the last fundraiser that we did, which was cinnamon rolls and chocolate-covered peanuts is what I bought from Parker. But, Emily, if you want to talk a little bit about some of the amazing things you're doing right now.
So we did just wrap up our cookie dough fundraiser, and that was $16,000 that we were able to raise.
That's
it was a lot of cookie dough. Now, not all of that came to us, but we were able to sell about $16,000. That was our big fall fundraiser. And then in the spring, we'll be doing a bubble run / fun run. We do two big fundraisers every year, and then we kind of sprinkle in a little fundraisers here and there. Last year we did a cookie or Krispy Kreme donuts, and we sold over 200 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. So
okay, I don't want to talk about what that means in the
no calorie talk.
Yeah.
So Emily, I'm amazed at this award. What would you say is the kind of the magic or the special ingredient that makes Abiajed the best?
I taught for about 10 years before we moved to Arizona. And
you did offer me a job.
So I was looking, I knew exactly what I was looking for, both curriculum and education-wise, but I was also looking for that special something. And when you walk in the doors of Abiajed, you are just welcomed with this ambiance, I guess, is the best way. Everybody is smiling. The kids are happy. The teachers are happy. The parents are happy. So it's just the feeling that you get when you walk in.
Love it.
Well, and a big part of that is because of what the PTA does to support us. You know, tomorrow we have our big spelling bee, and Marty Reed's going to be there to help us. She's our announcer. And the PTA does the refreshments and the plaques, and so you support everything that we're doing. But we've got Parker here, so Parker's going to come up to this microphone. He is also from Ms. Timchek's class, and I got to watch him in PE today as well. But Parker has a little different special that's his favorite.
Go ahead, Parker.
My favorite special is art, and what I like about art is because we can be so free in our imagination.
Yeah.
And creativity.
Good stuff.
Parker, tell our listeners out there what you want to do when you graduate from high school.
Well, Mommy's crying about that.
I'm going to be in the Navy. And then I'm going to retire from that, and then I'll be an art teacher.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like your mom, we will offer you a job right now. You come back and work for us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening today, you probably, like me, wish you could go to a BioJud school. We've just had a beautiful show today, and we want to thank all of our guests today, and especially Ms. Hillig, who's been with us for the whole time. And we just want to give a little shout-out here on behalf of PUSD. We would really like to send our love to the KQNA family. In light of the loss of our dear friend and station manager, Ken Byers, our love goes to the station and all the friends and family of Ken Byers. So we're sending our love out right now.
And tune in next month for the best of Soup Scoop on January 2nd, 2019, when we will be on break. And you have been listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide
at KQNA.com.
We will not be right back. We'll see you next
Thanks
time.
Thanks for listening. Go Abide to Jaguar.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.